Okay, Neil, you and I met about 2 years ago at the seminary, I believe.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
You were a fourth year seminary student at the time.
Actually, third year, final year mission track.
Okay, all right. So similar to what I did. I did the missionary
yes.
formation program, whatever they call it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so third year, you've been in studies for 3 years. You're about to go on your vicarage, fourth year vicarage, from which you graduated, received a call.
Exactly.
Without coming back to the seminary.
Yes.
Okay. Nathan Hughes and I went out with you that day.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan and I had come up from Texas to do some training with students. You were one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Washington University, and it was a difficult day. From your perspective, I'm not sure what you expected going into it, but for Nathan and I, we were very surprised by the amount of rejection we got. So we went out there two times that day. I think you went out in the morning before lunch. I don't know if you remember or not. In the afternoon, I was talking to a woman. I had seen her in the morning. It was my second time out. I accidentally bumped into her again because I saw her from the back. I approached her group. She turned around, ran away screaming. She's like, "Leave me alone." And it was odd. Another guy threw a coin at us. So, I mean, bizarre stuff we hadn't seen anywhere else. So as I was going into that, I'm thinking we're never going back to Washington University unless we're going with a team that's already equipped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I met you this morning, I don't think I'm going out of limb saying a divine appointment here.
I think
divine
so
intervention, yeah. I came to Gloria Day to see my friend Nathan Hughes. He's new on staff here, and he's leading worship. And I ended up at the youth service to see my friend Lonnie Gonzalez, who I went to seminary with. And so you're like, "Hey, Brad," and I'm looking at you like, "I don't know who you are." So we have a neat opportunity here in that I have not talked with someone who's graduated until I saw you today.
Okay.
And so I got to, basically what I get to see and hear in talking with you is the ripening fruit of the ministry we did 2 years ago. So I'm going to ask you three questions, and I can remind you of these as we go along. First
Sure.
one is...